This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Yesterday, we established that it's a good idea to feed your container plantings and your other herbaceous plants. Just don't burn them. As for shrubs, well, they could use some food too, but there are some caveats. We'll get to those. Keeping plants healthy also helps lower opportunities for disease and insects to do damage. A caveat to fertilizer response is the environment your shrubs are grown in. For instance, according to proven winners, soil fertility, aeration, drainage, exposure to sun and wind, temperature of the site, and proximity to buildings, walks, and streets are but a few of the many factors that influence plant growth. I have a link from GardenBite.com to much more in-depth information on that. For the first couple of years, we fertilize to increase height and width of our shrubs. After that, it's really more about lushness. There are three numbers, of course, on the packages. NPK. Nitrogen is for foliage, phosphorus is for roots and flowers, and K is for overall health. Woody plants respond well to fertilizers with a 3:1:2 or 3:1:1 ratio. For instance, the package may read 24:8:16, 18:6:12, etc. In Minnesota and Wisconsin, we have an issue with phosphorus in our waterways, creating algae, so it's okay to purchase a lower number of P. Another caveat to plants in the ground is to fertilize in spring and fall. At this point, that means you might just wait till fall, unless you're planting a new shrub, then add a slow-release fertilizer to the planting hole. And remember, read the label. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.